once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
An American woman and her Canadian husband have their family rescued from the Taliban. Chris Barnes with the story.
The couple and their children rescued from the hands of a group connected with the Taliban in the Pakistan-Afghan border region. In a statement, the president says they were rescued in a joint U.S.-Pakistan operation that he calls a positive moment in U.S.-Pakistani relations. Caitlin Coleman, Joshua Boyle, and one child were kidnapped in 2012. While they were backpacking through Afghanistan, the couple had two more children while they were in the custody of that group. I'm Chris Barnes.
A new report says the four U.S. soldiers ambushed and killed in Niger last week suspected they were being intentionally delayed by villagers before the attack. The Green Berets had just met with local leaders when they came under fire. CNN reporting the 12-man team was attacked by around 50 ISIS fighters. One of the dead at one point was separated from the group. His body was missing for 2 days. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A major airline is announcing expansion of their routes to include Hawaii.
The Dallas-based air carrier says it plans to start selling tickets to Hawaii next year, with service hopefully beginning in 2018. The Federal Aviation Administration still needs to approve the plan. Hawaii's governor quickly praised the expansion, saying Southwest will help boost Hawaii's tourism numbers by bringing new customers to the islands. CNBC says the airline likely will be using new Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes, which are more fuel efficient and can fly longer distances.
Mississippi officials say damage from Hurricane Nate may be severe enough to get federal help. Here's Randy Bell.
Damage assessments are being wrapped up today, and Mississippi Emergency Management Director Lee Smithson says there's better than a 50-50 chance that the damage will exceed the $4.3 million threshold that qualifies the state for federal disaster aid to rebuild piers and other public facilities. But he says they don't expect any FEMA money for homeowners, even though the hurricane did cause problems in some neighborhoods on the coast.
We've got 300 homes in Jackson County with some type of damage, but fortunately, most of those are covered by insurance.
The state should be ready to send a request to FEMA by the end of the week. Randy Bell in Jackson.
A Florida bank robber said to have Googled how to rob a bank. Police arrested William Joe Johnson Monday for robbing a bank in the Tampa area a week earlier. They say he approached a teller, implied he had a gun, and demanded money. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay. Yes, time, our favorite topic, taxes. Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm telling you right now, I'm exhausted. I am so tired. So tired of this fight, and I'm so aggravated and put off by the Republican Party and their handling of this so-called tax reform. I'm at my wit's end with this nonsense. I just want to let everybody know here, okay? I don't mind paying taxes. I hate the fact that my money is wasted. I hate that. I do. I made this suggestion years ago. I said, you know, why don't we get a candidate? Why don't we get a Republican? Why don't we get a conservative? Why don't we get a libertarian up there that actually says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to institute a balanced budget. We're going to continue to collect taxes. We're going to use the excess dollars because we're now going to balance the budget. We're not going to spend. And we're going to slowly but surely start paying down the debt. We never get that. We talk around the edges. You know, the federal debt has increased for 60 straight years now. I mean, you take a look at the federal debt climbed by $671 billion last year. Okay, you fathom that number, okay? We're talking about, hey, bail out Puerto Rico, buy out their debt, $70 billion. Fix all the damages from all the hurricanes, I don't know what, maybe $30 billion. This is money that we're spending on top of what we are collecting. And the government is collecting record tax revenues. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in a lot of these. I don't know why I even get disappointed anymore. I should just expect it. It's the reason why I left the Republican Party some, 15 years ago. Even Mike Lee. Mike Lee comes out and is talking about the tax reform that's being put forward. And you know what he talks about? He talks about working families. And this is the type of crap that ticks me the hell off. Really does. What do you mean, Mike? What exactly is a working family? What is the definition of a working family? This is what politicians do. They like putting us into various different groups. Would I be considered a working family? I've got three kids. I put in well over 100 hours a week. Does that count? What is your definition? What we're going to see happen is the usual. The usual. They're going to give some breaks to certain people here and there. But the reality of the situation is, from the looks of things, my taxes are going up. They're going up. We're always hearing talk right now of this need to pay for tax cuts. We got to pay for these tax cuts. We've got to find a way. We don't hear any talk at all about cutting spending. Nothing. Nothing. We don't even talk about just towing the line and saying, you know what, guys? We're just not going to increase the budgets of any government agencies going forward. We're gonna hold the line right where it is. Do you know how much money that would save? No, we don't do that. Government needs more every single year. I wrote about this. This is going back to March of 2006. Here's a column. Return of the Blob. Back when I was a kid, and this is well before TiVo. This is well before Betamax, for crying out loud. We didn't even have cable in my house. My father was a school teacher, and he would bring home the reel-to-reel projectors from the school on the weekends from time to time. And we'd go to the public library, and we could actually, back then, you could actually take out movies, films, reel-to-reel films from the public library. And it was a really fun thing to do as a kid. Again, you forget, you know, when you don't have something so readily at hand all the time. Man, oh man, you really appreciated stuff like that. It was cool. Anyway, I remember we took out one time. I just love the old horror movies. Loved them. I actually used to collect. They used to sell like these Super 8 horror movies. Didn't have any sound. They were all subtitled. Love the old horror movies from way back when. And here was one. It was The Blob. And it was 1958, I think, that movie came out with Steve McQueen. And in the movie, you get this jelly-like substance that just has this voracious appetite. Keeps getting bigger and bigger. Just rolling over things and eating them. And I wrote this column back in 2006. I was just taking a look. And again, back in 2006, who's in charge of government? Republicans. Bridges to Nowhere, ridiculous spending, entitlement, same thing. Same thing like we have today. But let me tell you something. Even back then, if one were to tell me in 2006 that in 2017 we'd be $20 trillion in debt, I'd tell him, I think that's pushing it a little bit. We're there. Basically, why I called it The Blob is, in essence, in the movie, and they killed the blob. The characters figured out that if you used fire extinguishers, and the carbon dioxide would kind of like freeze the blob, and then they took it and they dropped it off in Antarctica. And I said, wouldn't that be great if we could go to Capitol Hill and start spraying our congressmen with fire extinguishers, and it would just freeze them? Then they couldn't do any more harm? This is class warfare at its best. How is it we having tax cuts or tax reform when you're not going to give any sort of break to the people that are paying the bulk of the taxes here in this country? How's that right? How's that fair? I mean, Mike Lee's proposal, he wants to cut payroll taxes as well. And again, this is payroll taxes and income taxes is part of the great conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. I can't tell you how many people that I come in contact with when I talk about this. I do it on the air. How many people send me emails, call me up, and they don't believe what I'm telling them. People actually believe that their FICA, their payroll taxes, are taken out of their account and put in some sort of, Gringotts Bank from like Harry Potter and some safe down there where that money has been put away and it's yours. And someday when you get old enough, you're going to be able to go to Gringotts Bank and take your money out. Nah. No, man. That's not what happens at all. Payroll taxes, income taxes, tariffs, you name it. They all go to the same place. It's a racket that they're running. Not to mention the fact that Social Security is going to be under in less than 10 years. It is what it is. So here we got tax reform, right? Tax reform / tax cuts / BS. I'm sick and tired of hearing these various different people say, we've got to get something done. We got to get something done. We do, huh? Let me tell you about getting something done. Either you do something the right way or you don't do it. I get aggravated at my kids from time to time. I'll give them a project to do. I'll give them an assignment. I'll give them a chore. And sometimes they do it well, and sometimes they're not interested. They're distracted. They want to do something else. And I go check on what they did, and they do, how shall I put it, a half-assed job. And I got to yell at them. I got to tell them to come outside, and I got to show them what this is. I'm going to show them just how stupid it was for them to do that half-assed job, because now they're going to have to do it again, taking them twice as long as it did the first time if they did it right the first time. So I'm going to be honest with everybody here. Okay, I don't want to just get something done. I don't want to just have a stupid signing ceremony with Trump and congressional Republicans patting each other on the back for nothing. They're already caving on stuff. With the original plan, they're talking about eliminating the deduction for state and local taxes. Now they're saying, well, we're going to keep it in some form. Meaning what? Oh, yeah, meaning that certain people are not going to get that deduction, but other people will. Again, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. You know, I was talking about this past week. I said, you know, they talk about these brackets. They should actually name the brackets. They should. You mean the lower bracket they can call the disenfranchised, the distraught bracket? Maybe they can call the middle bracket the working families bracket. And then you can have that upper bracket. You can call it the evil 1% rich people bracket. It would be more accurate. It really would. They're not helping. They're not getting anything done. And again, yeah, you're getting the Karl Roves and the establishment types talking about, yes, we've got to get this done. This is going to be important. This is going to be an accomplishment. What did you accomplish? What did you accomplish? For more deficits? I mean, you had Mick Mulvaney on with Chris Wallace, and Chris Wallace is basically saying, man, you've always been against deficit and deficit spending. Now all of a sudden, it's okay? And he's like, well, no, these are new deficits. What? New deficits? No, how about no deficits? But no, they're not willing to do that because they're cowards. Again, it's a sad state. It is what it is. We have cowards leading this country. And that's on us. That's on us. We put them there. We have to do a better job. Anyway. Yeah, I don't want to be the old Debbie Downer character from Saturday Night Live, but there's nothing there. This is not tax reform. These are not tax cuts. It's not. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. That's not how it should be. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You know, I had a request here. I had a request for an old story that we did here on the program in regards to taxes, and it was from a plethora of our listeners from around the country. So we're going to talk about that story when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I shall return.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money, and it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small on me, boy.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
With a low in the...
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
A little Tom Petty. Took me back this past week. I grew up on Tom Petty, for crying out loud. Was there ever a time Tom Petty was not on the charts? Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty. I mean, just wonderful, wonderful songs. And you know, the thing about Tom Petty is you listen to all his hits. You go and you listen to some of his stuff that was not hits, and you actually take a really good listen at the lyrics and how he wrote. I mean, it's sad, really. He just completed a world tour, some odd dates. 66 years old. Anyway, again, hope to be listening to Tom someday up in the sky. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got a bunch of emails because we did talk about taxes last weekend on the program as well. And tell the story, the restaurant story. There's certain things, I appreciate it. I really do. And people remember my stuff and some of the points that we've done here on the program. And there's various different little anecdotes and things that I use to try to explain taxes and fairness and fair share and all sorts of stuff. One of the ones I use all the time when confronting people on the left, and they're talking about you need to pay your fair share. And like, okay, what is it? What is my fair share? How many months out of the year should I have to work for the government? And how many months out of the year should I be able to work for myself? I'm just asking. You tell me. And interestingly enough, this past week they did a survey asking people what people should pay, what's fair. Do you know what the overwhelming majority stated? 15%. I was like, woohoo! 15%. Sign me up, please. Where can I sign up for that one? Again, people don't have a clue. They don't have any idea at all at what some people pay and the percentages. And that one gets them every single time. How many months out of the year, how many days out of the week should I have to work for myself, and how much I should work for the government? As it is and as it stands already, I'm pretty much a serf. We are. We're all serfs. And we're living on the Lord's manor. That the powers that be, and honestly, I don't care if it's Democrats or Republicans, they both believe this. They both believe that they're going to let us keep a certain amount. Everything is theirs. I used to believe a long time ago that that was just the domain of the left and the Democratic Party. Not anymore. Not anymore. Again, it's you're rooting for laundry, as Jerry Seinfeld would say. It's the same thing. They're going to allow us to keep a certain amount of what we get. That's like being a serf, the feudal system. I always drive people nuts when I get them thinking about property. You know, that old, it was another bit from Seinfeld. A master of my own domain. Master of my own domain. Right. In regards to property. You don't own a darn thing in this country. Unless, of course, you're maybe Jeff Bezos who doesn't have to pay property taxes. You own your house outright? Why? You don't pay your property taxes, they're going to come take your house. So do you really own your house? No. You never really own your house. You buy it, but then you got to eventually pay rent to the government. Anyway, truth about taxes. And this has been a popular anecdote of mine that I've used over the years. And I what we did is, this is actually going back to February of 2003. I wrote this column. We were talking about tax cuts and trying to put tax cuts into terms that everybody could actually understand. And I used a restaurant setting because, again, I love restaurants. I do. I'm a bit of a foodie. I like to go out to eat. So I use the argument, if you got 10 men, friends, they decide to go out to dinner every night. Same place. That's a little bit boring, but hey, it is what it is. So they got their favorite restaurant. They go there every night. And there's a deal cut with the restaurant owner, and their bill every evening comes to $100. That's their bill. Now, if they paid their bill the way we pay our taxes, it would go something like this. The first four men, the poorest, would pay nothing. The fifth man would pay $1. The sixth would pay $3. The seventh, $7. The eighth, $12. And the ninth, $18. The tenth man, the one percenter, the god-awful, evil rich guy, would pay $59 out of that bill. So, you know what? They decided to do that. They went with that. And the 10 men ate dinner in the restaurant every single day, and they dealt with the whole arrangement. Everybody seemed kind of fine with the entire thing until one day. One day, the owner comes to their table and throws them a curve. He said, you know what? I'm going to reduce your bill. I'm going to reduce your bill by $20. Now what? Now what are they going to do? Well, I'll tell you, but we got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are still impacted by 5 years of drought. With the significant rain that we had last winter, those effects are gone of that moisture, and we are literally looking at explosive vegetation.
A Cal Fire official describing one of the problems firefighters are facing in battling the massive wildfires that are devastating California's wine country. Officials stating, however, despite the conditions, they're starting to get the upper hands on the blaze. 23 people are confirmed dead and hundreds are still missing because of the blazes. Napa, Fairfield, Sonoma, and Calistoga County have thousands of people evacuated. President Trump signing an executive order on health care to do what Congress was unable to do, open the opportunity for Americans to buy health care across state lines. The president said the measure is going to help a lot of Americans get cheaper insurance. Congress tried to include that in their unsuccessful repeal of Obamacare. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Good news, everyone.
Futurama is back in an all-new episode that's available for audio download or listening today. And it's free. The new episode, created by the original Futurama team, came to life after they were reunited to create new content for Jam City's mobile game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. Executive producer David X. Cohen says the cast had a great time creating both the video game and the 42-minute-long podcast episode.
It's weird, you know, several years go by and you don't make an episode of Futurama and you get a little nervous, like, can we still do this? And then everybody just kind of locks into work mode again and it feels like old times. We have the whole original crew back together for this. We have all original writers from the show. We have the original animators and the entire cast of the show.
Fans of the show will find the podcast on sites including Nerdist.com and YouTube. The Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
It is old school, little Bananarama from Karate Kid, of course. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored again to have you tuned in to the big program. We're talking about taxes and an old anecdote, old story that I told about 10 men going out to dinner every single night and paying their bill the same way that we pay our taxes. So, again, they divvy it up. But the restaurant owner's a real nice guy. And he comes out one day and says, you know what, I am going to reduce the cost of your daily meal by $20. Whew, $80 now. So the group, they still wanted to pay their bill the way we pay our taxes. And obviously, the first four men were unaffected. They're still going to eat for free. But what about the other six? How could they divvy up that $20 windfall so that everybody would get their fair share? Now, again, $20 divided by six, $3.33. You know, doesn't sound so crazy today, but people might want to do that, and people end up getting paid to eat their meal. But they didn't do that, and the restaurant owner suggested it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by roughly the same amount, same percentages that they were paying before. And he proceeded to work out the amounts each should pay. So now the fifth man, he paid nothing. So you got five people right now. This is like our country right now. Five people paying nothing, about half the country paying nothing. The sixth man pitched in $2. The seventh paid $5. The eighth paid $9. The ninth paid $12, leaving the evil rich guy, the tenth man, with a bill of $52 instead of his earlier bill of $59. Now, each and every person sitting at that table was better off than they were before. Each one. Except, of course, the first four, but hey, they never paid anything anyway. So, what happened? I was sitting down at dinner, and things are normal. But then, yeah, people, they start eyeballing one another. And I don't know, it was a bit of a quiet meal. Quiet meal. Everybody's kind of like thinking. They pay their bill, and they go outside. And then they start talking, opening up their mouths, you know, comparing their savings. The sixth man said, I only got a dollar out of the 20. And he pointed to the evil rich guy. He got seven. Man, yeah, I only saved a dollar too. It's unfair. It's unfair that he got seven times as much as me. That's true, said the seventh man. Why should he get $7 back when I only got two? The wealthy, they always get all the breaks. The wealthy are terrible. They're getting all the breaks. Wait a minute, said the first four men in unison. We didn't get anything at all. This system exploits the poor. So the nine men surrounded the tenth man, yelled and screamed at him, pushed him, made him feel terrible, called him all sorts of horrible names, and then they left. Well, guess what? Next night, tenth man didn't show up for dinner. Didn't show up. Tenth man doesn't come. The nine sit down for dinner, and they ate without him. But when it came time to pay the bill, they discovered something kind of important. They were $52 short. That's our tax system. Right there. You're going to have tax cuts. The people who pay the highest taxes get the most benefit from a tax reduction. Tax them too much, attack them for being wealthy, and guess what? They just might not show up at the table anymore. This is pretty straightforward logic, is it not? Where am I going wrong here, people? Huh? Record amounts of money coming into the Treasury. Who's paying those record amounts of money? And yet we've got our president playing the same class warfare crap that Democrats play right now. And it stinks to high heaven. It's not right. We got a Republican Party that said, oh, you know what? That 35% bracket, we're going to have to add another one. And you know what? We're going to try to keep it where the highest bracket is right now, but we might have to make it even higher. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Guys, everything there. We're here to help people out. Whether it be an account repair kit, college planning kit, take advantage. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We shall return.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311. 210-0311.
from Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't we, boy?
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray, rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Now, I'm going to talk about the story here on the program that this is unfortunate. It is. It is a major issue with news coverage in our country. Major issue. We do not cover in this country things that happen internationally the way that we should. It's a shame. It really is. I understand. We got a major attack here on this country. We got a mass shooting, mass carnage here. I get that is the story, the number one story out there. But there are things happening around the globe that are very, very important to our economy, to the world's economy. What's going to happen next? And it aggravates me. It does. Yeah, you also talk about this in terms of the media, even covering tragedies that occur around the globe. Yeah, if there's an attack that happens in Europe, if it's a big one, they'll cover it. Small ones, they barely do. You got a knife attack in Marseille. Even Canada, for crying out loud, they barely covered the terrorist attack that took place in Edmonton last weekend. But if it's not in Europe, I mean, there'll be a bomb will go off at a church in Egypt. Nah, back page. 50 people, 60 people will be killed. Attack here, attack there. No one pays attention to this stuff. And it's even worse when it comes to understanding Europe and what's happening right now and how fractured it has become. They'll cover it when they think that they can make it a big, scary story, like Brexit. Yep. If you do recall, who did they go to about Brexit? They dragged me up. They I got the phone call. Markowski, you got to go on TV. Markowski, you got to talk about Brexit. And, you know, it's funny to get the pre-production producers asking me about what I'm going to talk about. And I'm like, I don't know. Well, what are your feelings on this? And I'll say, well, you know, I don't think it's as big of a deal. What do you mean? What do you mean? They were not thrilled with that. And I, again, they said, we got to call you back. I figured that they were going to cancel, and maybe they would, but maybe they couldn't get anybody to fill in for me because they wanted somebody to go on air that was going to try to scare people and talk about the stock market crashing and you better go buy yourself a Glenn Beck seed bank and dig a hole in the ground and all sorts of good stuff. No, 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 no. What do we tell everybody? No big deal. No big deal. Brexit's going to be fine. Great Britain's going to be fine. The sun will come out tomorrow. Was there a little bit of a sell-off right after the fact? Absolutely. Did everything turn out A-OK? Yep. Yep. It did. But there's a story that's taking place right now in Spain. This independence movement for Catalonia. Now, Catalonia is it's the wealthiest area of Spain. And you're talking the area in and around Barcelona. And from the looks of things, they may be declaring their independence, their own declaration of independence this Monday. What does that mean? What does that mean for Europe? We already had a violent reaction, the government stepping in, almost 900 people being hurt there. Yes, this is a big deal. I'll tell you why. Got to take a quick break here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
That was the other thing about Tom Petty. He had, without a doubt, some of the, in my opinion, some of the coolest videos ever. You remember the video for this song with the whole Alice in Wonderland thing, and they end up eating Alice at the end? It was like a piece of cake. It was really kind of creepy. And the other one, too, was remember Last Dance with Mary Jane and Kim Basinger's The Corpse? I don't know. He had some pretty neat videos. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're talking about this Catalonian independence movement, and I'm here to tell you it's not just Spain. I mean, if I was a betting man several years ago, I would have thought that the Basque region of Spain would have broken away already. And they may amp up again, but it's not just there. There's a northern part of Belgium where they speak Flemish. Again, that's a country that was thrown together after war. Might happen there. Italy. In Italy, and again, it was fascinating when I used to live there. It was the beginning of the political party, La Lega Nord. And one of the things that I studied when I was living there was Italian politics, and it was fascinating. And to an American, there's a political party, an active political party in this country that wants to divide the country into three separate countries. And they're still around. And that idea is still being pushed, and many of these regions want more autonomy. Even when it comes to the European Union, some of these newer members of the European Union are basically giving the finger to the middle, the European Union. Poland, the Czech Republic, Hungary, they don't like being told what to do. Now, you take a look at various different stories and all this tension that's taken place and how others saying this could be much, much worse for the European Union than Brexit. And I would agree, because they have no idea how to handle it. One of their member countries sent a police force into the street in a region that was using the democratic process and said that they didn't want to be a part of it anymore. What are they supposed to do? Why is this? Why does this happen? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break this down to a topic that we covered not too long ago, a couple years ago. The process of tax evasions was becoming pretty popular here in the United States, and it got a lot of press. And we started talking about, media started talking about these unpatriotic companies, right? These U.S. companies that were conducting a tax inversion where they were selling themselves to a smaller foreign company so they can move their headquarters offshore and save a fortune in taxes. Now, remember Joe Biden got into this, and these companies are unpatriotic and we got to stop them, and Obama as well. And I had a completely different take. I mean, that was the populist movement at the time. I was like, yeah, how do those companies do that? Well, first and foremost, the CEO of a company has a fiduciary responsibility to his shareholders, meaning that if he's got a better deal in regards to taxes and can save his shareholders money, he's going to go ahead and move it there. That's his job. That's what he's supposed to, he or she is supposed to do. Why were they doing this? Whose fault is it that they were leaving? They're being mistreated. That's right. American businesses being mistreated. You're going to put the highest corporate tax rate in the world? Well, you know what? We're out of here. I mean, look at a country. Look at the European Union. Look at it as a restaurant. I used a restaurant analogy earlier. If you go to a restaurant and they serve lousy food, and they give you lousy service, unless somebody points a gun to your head and forces you to go eat there at night, you're going to go elsewhere. Why wouldn't you? This is this is what competition is all about and the need to be competitive. The European Union is all bent out of shape about these countries leaving. Well, I got a novel idea. Why not make it more attractive to stay? I mentioned this, talking about Brexit, one of the best advertisements that I saw leading up to Brexit was this average British worker getting out of bed in the morning. And you'd see a little point to his pillow, to his alarm clock, to his toothbrush, to his toothpaste. And it would be listing all of the European Union regulations that were written about that pillow, that toothbrush, whatever it may be, and what they people have to deal with. Why wouldn't you want to get out of that? You know, the need to compete is, it's for everything. You know, I talked about this in regards to these countries that are failing. We need to talk about Puerto Rico right now, because Puerto Rico is an example. $70 billion plus in debt. They need to wipe that debt clean. You ever wonder why? Think about it. Why is it that you have islands in the Caribbean like the Caymans where there's all this wealth and all these banks, or Cozumel or Bermuda, and then you have places like Haiti? Wow, you can't learn from the ones that are doing it the right way? I said the same thing about Greece. Greece problems come out. I said, why don't you guys do what Switzerland has been doing? It's working out pretty well for them. Maybe that's what some of these countries and some of these regions are planning on doing. Why not? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, I want to remind everybody, our white paper on the retirement crisis, available right there on the website, absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are still impacted by 5 years of drought. With the significant rain that we had last winter, those effects are gone of that moisture, and we are literally looking at explosive vegetation.
A Cal Fire official describing one of the problems firefighters are facing in battling the massive wildfires that are devastating California's wine country. Officials stating, however, despite the conditions, they're starting to get the upper hands on the blaze. 23 people are confirmed dead and hundreds are still missing because of the blazes. Napa, Fairfield, Sonoma, and Calistoga County have thousands of people evacuated. President Trump signing an executive order on health care to do what Congress was unable to do, open the opportunity for Americans to buy health care across state lines. The president said the measure is going to help a lot of Americans get cheaper insurance. Congress tried to include that in their unsuccessful repeal of Obamacare. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days.
Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The latest report on first-time jobless claims is out. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department figures showing 243,000 Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts had been forecasting a slight decline, expecting to see about 252,000 workers filing initial claims, so this comes in better than expected. The biggest increases in jobless claims were in the states of New York, Ohio, and Missouri. I'm Chris Barnes.